right now. I want to talk about the Rose of Tralee. Tonight is the role selection night number one in the Kerry Sports Academy. First time ever it's being held there and not in the Dome. I'm delighted to say I've got three of the Roses of Tralee just freshly arrived into studio. Good morning to all of you. We have Aidan O'Connell, the Kerry Rose, of course, Tara Ryan, Philadelphia Rose, and Bernie Ryan, the Roscommon Rose. Good morning to all of you, and thanks for joining us in the programme this morning.
Morning, Jerry.
Aidan, thanks for coming in. Listen, how has it been, first of all, since you arrived, I suppose, since you were met up with your fellow Roses and coming to Tralee and this whole weekend, what experiences have been for you?
It's been incredible. It's been really eye-opening, actually. I suppose, I'm from the stores, so I'm only 20 minutes like out the road, and I've gone to the festival all my life, gone to the parades, everything, have watched it from afar. But being in it it's a completely different experience, and you just see a whole different side to the festival, I think. And obviously to meet all these lovely girls as well has been amazing. But I think I was genuinely blown away when I came down to Kerry. I have not stopped crying since I came down to the kingdom. I came in on Friday. John O'Shea, our wonderful bus driver, had all my family waiting outside Tralee Town, and it was, oh God, I get teary thinking about it. But even the parade, I've been saying to the girls as well, I knew that like Kerry and Tralee in particular had been excited for the festival to come back, but I didn't know what the reaction was going to be around the country. But when we went to places like Wexford and Kildare and Wicklow and all these places, the reaction was just unreal. Like, you could see people were just so buzzing to have it back, and it's just been the best experience ever. And like the parade, I was blown away. The crowds were just, and the same yesterday for the day parade, it was the people were just lining the streets. It was unreal.
There's a real appetite for it to come back after the last couple of years.
There is, definitely. I think people want this. They want these festivals. Like, these festivals are so important to towns. Like, it isn't just in Kerry, it's all different counties. We all have, every town seems to have a festival that defines it, and you know, you look to the calendar and you look forward to it every year. And I think, like, not only like economically is it important, but it's morally and emotionally, I think everyone just wanted it back, and they're so excited, and it's a big part of Irish culture and a big part of the Irish year. So I think that appetite is definitely there. I don't think it's going away. I really don't think it is, especially after what we've seen over the last few weeks. It's just been amazing. Yeah,
brilliant. Okay, Bernie, talk to me about what it's been like for you. I mean, would have any close up, I suppose, experience of it in terms of being from Kerry, but how was it for you over the weekend?
Oh, I just had a ball. Like, even meeting all the girls, like, we're like sisters now. Like, it's so lovely. And like, I suppose for me, travelling to different places as well, like Tipperary, like, I didn't realise how much stuff was in Tipperary, do you know? Like, it was unreal. And then arriving into Tralee was just the most magical experience. I can't explain it. The parade last night, oh my God, like, all the little kids waving up, and the atmosphere was just, I've never seen anything like it. And then the fireworks, I was like, oh my, it was so beautiful. It was such a moment, like, we're all so silent and so in awe, and we're like, wow, like, what an experience. I'm gonna have it for the rest of our lives. But yeah, and the people that came from Roscommon, it's just, the crowd is unbelievable. It's so lovely. And yeah, definitely a highlight for me was the parade and the fireworks, for sure.
That's what I think, that you might have heard about it, but actually experiencing it, a huge thing.
Like, I was here, I went to the Rose Tralee back in 2016. I supported one of my friends that was the Roscommon Rose, but she said, you don't know how it feels unless you're in it. But by God, it was some experience. It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Are you on TV tonight?
No, I'm on tomorrow.
Okay, so you have a bit of a break.
We're all on tomorrow, I think.
Yeah,
we're all tomorrow. So we're
the honey and lemon.
There's no more singing.
Brilliant. have you been down to the Sports Academy? Have you seen the setup there yet?
It's unreal. We had the ball there on Friday, and people were a bit afraid of what it was going to look like. I don't think people thought it was going to look like the Dome, but it looks like the Dome, and even better. It's when you walk in, it's a real, like, wow moment.
Incredible.
I think we all felt that. Yeah.
And you did a Rose Ball there, of course, on Friday night. Tara Ryan, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you.
Tell me a bit about yourself. You're 24 years of age. You're a Philly native.
I am Philly, born and raised.
Philly.
they're laughing because they've had me rap a few times, which includes some Fresh Prince of Bel Air, which is why you'll have to excuse my voice. I haven't stopped singing, rapping, or talking since last Thursday.
Sounds good. Tell me a bit about yourself.
24, native of Philadelphia, but strong Irish roots. My dad's from Leash. He's one of 10, and he's the only one that immigrated over to the United States. And then on my mother's side, my great-grandfather immigrated back in, like, I don't know, 1917. He was in the 1916 Easter Rising, had to flee the country. So definitely strong roots in Ireland, and it's always been something that I've been proud of, and I'd held as part of my identity. In terms of the Rose of Tralee, I've actually been involved in the Rose of Tralee since a very young age.
You were a Rosebud.
I was, yeah. So I was the first class of Philadelphia Rosebuds back in 2007. And granted, it's not as of a hard selection process for the Rosebuds here. You can apply and be selected. I just chose to do it from ages 9 to 16 and loved it and had the best friends from the parties we had and even just the Irish girls in Philadelphia. But I brought my Italian friends, my German friends, all to the Rose of Tralee parties, and they always had a great time.
You just said, look, you got to experience this. This is something for my own, my dad's country, my home country, that you need to get involved in.
Definitely, yeah. It's funny, they say that about the Irish Americans, that we sometimes like shout our pride for Ireland a little bit more even than like the Irish here. But yeah, that's because we love to claim our roots and we're proud to be Irish. And so on my mom's side, she's not the direct link to Ireland. Like, my dad is coming straight over, but she's more involved in the Irish community. She runs the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Philadelphia. And so I've always been around the Rose of Tralee, but truly being here is something else. I, again, have been involved in it and watched it, but the international television, we don't see what happens behind scenes. Mm-hmm. We don't see the tour. We don't see the parade. So
no.
I was in awe. And as much fun as it is for me meeting the girls and, you know, seeing more of Ireland, which I couldn't be happier about, it's so much fun for me, but I find so much joy in seeing how happy my family is.
Yeah,
and the pride that, not only for me, but the pride that they feel just for, you know, representing Philadelphia. And now there's no Leash Rose or Mayo Rose, so I'm claiming that
right
this year. And so is my family. It's been incredible. I got selected for the Philly Rose on a Friday, and by Saturday morning, about 20 of the Ryans had their accommodations booked from Leash, and it's only gone up from there, and it's been incredible.
Yeah. It's a real community thing.
That's a good point for the wider families, for yourself, Eden, and for you, Bernie, as well, that your families are getting this experience as well, which is brilliant.
Yeah, I top with the emotions, but we were in Wexford. That was our first stop in the tour, and Joy is our Wexford Rose. She's full of joy. She really is, defined by her name. But her family came out, and the town of Gorey came out, and we cried and cried. It's, I think I kind of forget sometimes with the Rose of Tralee how community based it is, and it's not just the festival itself in Tralee, it's in all the counties, and as you say, over in Philadelphia and all the cities, like, it, there's such pride in it. And it's like I was saying to the girls, I genuinely know how the Kerry team felt coming in to Denny Street on the open top bus the last night.
Just
I was
as
like,
much pressure, weight of expectation.
I was like, this is my David Clifford moment. I am in the full forward line. I'm after winning the All-Ireland. It was incredible. So I know how it feels. But it's been like my family, to see the joy in their faces makes me emotional. And my cousin Emer came up to me at the ball the other night, and we'd had quite a tough time last year. Her dad died in November, and she came up to me and she just said, like, you don't realise how much joy you've brought to my family, and it that's gorgeous. That's just a lovely thing to know that I've done, you know. And I haven't I don't even think I've done much, but it's great. And for meeting the girls as well, and I know you were saying about your Irish heritage, well, Tara asked me this morning what shifting is. Does shifting mean she's like, what does shifting mean? And she raised her eyebrows, and I was like, it's making out.
It's good to see there's international language education going on here as well. And vernacular education as well.
What's the crack is a very different meaning in Philadelphia than it does here.
It does. It does for sure. Tell me the... do you allow yourselves finally, thinking, I'll ask you, Eden, first, about tonight, tomorrow night, who's going to win? Does that enter your heads at all?
It wouldn't. It doesn't. It don't we be talking and we'd be like, I wonder who'll win it. But I don't think you can think ahead in something like this.
You're
like,
second favourite at the moment,
but don't have time. And I swear, can I just say to the town people of Listowel, stop putting money on me, lads, because I feel like I'm gonna owe you all money. But I think we've all won it. Like, it's so hard to even get to become a Rose, and we're all on stage. Like, I even said last night, like, the way people were cheering to me, I was like, I may as well be the Rose of Tralee. The way everyone was saying up the kingdom, I was like, I don't need anything on top of this. But I do think we've all won. We've all said it collectively. Yeah. Like,
Bernie, same thing to you. Do you think about it, or just you're concentrating on doing your best on the television?
Yeah, all I want to do is make my family and county proud, and that's why I'm here. Personally, like, we were all asked, what would it be like if you won the Rose of Tralee? And my answer was that we're all winners at the end of the day. We're all here representing our counties. And all the girls internationally as well. So, yeah, that's my personal opinion.
Okay. Tara?
I mean, I won't lie. It's human nature to think about,
Imagine if, what happens if.
Yeah.
And I've even thought, like, oh gosh, I can't hide emotions on my face. What do I do if I were to be selected? I'm like, nah, all the girls here. I seriously, the girls are so phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I look at these girls. I've looked at the two sitting next to me at one time, like, creepy staring. I'm like, she's got it in the bag. And then, like, the next hour, I'm like, yeah, she's got it in the bag. Anyone who in this group of girls that would be selected, I would be proud to say that I spent time with them and that they'd be a good representation for the Rosa Trulli.
And Jerry, it's so hard to put yourself out there, and I've said it to the girls, I said it to them on the bus the last day, just because I suppose the nature of my job, I'm a journalist, so I'm consistently putting myself out there and getting rejected left, right and centre. Yeah. And it is very hard, and it's very hard to get up on a stage on national television and make yourself vulnerable, and some of the girls are going to be sharing very personal stories, and that's not easy to do. So they've all done it. I'm just in awe of them all the time. I'm like, they're just going around like as if it's the easiest thing in the world, and I'm like, it is hard. It's hard to You're constantly on, and you know you're not. It's not that you're putting on a face, but you are representing. Yeah. And I just think it's incredible what they've done. They're all amazing. Okay. Your sister Bernie next to us, she's fantastic.
Yeah.
Lady of Knock is her tune.
Guys, I want to give your voices a break, and you've got auditions I think to get to as well. So good luck with that, and good luck tomorrow night. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you so much.
You've been great. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Brilliant stuff. That's our three roses of Tralee for today. That's Aidan O'Connell from Kerry, Tara Ryan Philadelphia, and Bernie Ryan from Roscommon. Tara Ryan, Leash and Mayo as well.
That's I'm telling you.
The three rose centre she's representing. My thanks to all of you. Keep your views and comments coming in. If you have any opinions on how you think it's going this year, what you're looking forward to tonight and tomorrow night, get in touch with us on the programme. Up next, we'll be talking about Michael Collins.